With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Businesses are going to be affected by the COVID shutdown. And one of them, a giant company that has a big office here in Portland, is apparently Under Armour.
Yeah, they're not too far. They're just right up the corner here.
Yeah, just right up the road. It's a good use of that facility.
Sick-ass looking building, too.
It is, yeah. That was kind of an untapped potential building for a long time. I think it was an old gym for a while.
It was a YMCA.
Yeah.
Who would be the coolest person of their celebrity endorsers to meet to you? The Rock, Spieth, or Curry? Who would you want to sit for 35 minutes with?
Are those the coolest three that they have? Are they cooler than Cam Newton? Are they cooler than...
Is Cam an Under Armour guy?
I thought he was.
Oh. I
know he was.
I don't mean this to sound like a shot. I don't know almost anything about Under Armour. I'm pretty heavy Nike guy.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if his like deal ran out or something like that. But yeah, he was definitely
like his Greek yogurt deal ran out.
Tom Brady. Okay, this is a random Wikipedia list. Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. Tom.
Julio Jones.
Damn.
DK Metcalf apparently Under Armour.
Okay.
What else do we got here?
I mean, I'm going with the Rock.
Bryce Harper?
No questions.
Oh, okay. So what would the four be then? If you did a poll question of what person of these four would you want to meet? Would you put Harper instead of Spieth? So you go The Rock, Brady, Curry, Harper? Is there a bigger four than that?
I'm going The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, the Brahmint Bull, the most entertaining product,
now,
just The Rock all day long.
Yeah, I mean, does The Rock really count as an athlete, though? I mean, he's just a figure.
He's an actor.
Yeah, now.
No, I know, yeah, but...
He's not really the same category.
But his deal is because he's a workout guy.
He is. He's very fit, yeah. I was at a Dick's the other day. I saw his stuff all over the place. I was looking for a new pair of shirts.
I kind of want to buy a shirt, a workout shirt. Yeah.
You like his workout shirts?
Well, but and by the way, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he sells easily the most merch of anybody there.
Oh, there's... Yeah, I wouldn't doubt
that at all.
His stuff
always sells out.
Although I bet Tom Brady's done some good Tampa TB12 kind of stuff with Under Armour. I'm sure he's been on a good run there. And Steph Curry probably sells a ton, too.
Well, his shoes... I've actually liked a couple of his shoes, and then other shoes, like the dad shoe.
Yeah.
Where he wouldn't acknowledge that they were ugly as hell.
If I had to choose which of those guys I would want to meet, I would probably go...
You can ask him anything you want. Brady, Harper, Curry, or The Rock.
I would... I mean, I would go Jordan Spieth, probably.
Oh.
I would.
I tried to go the four biggest names.
I saw that one coming.
I mean, because I didn't want to ask him questions about my golf game.
Hey, Jordan.
Can you look at my swing?
How do you chip with a 60?
Right, huh? What do you do there, Jordan? What's your strategy?
Are you a super stroke guy?
Huh?
I just got it fitted.
You go reverse grip putting? What are you thinking there? Why do you look at the hole while you putt?
Jordan, I had 7 IPAs over the weekend, and I still shot a 79. What do you think?
So that's probably where I would go. Anywho, apparently...
I'm kind of disappointed.
Are you? Well, like Tom Brady, I can't stand Tom Brady. Steph Curry, I don't mind.
How can you not like Tom Brady?
It's very easy to not like Tom Brady, actually. He
open mouth
kisses his kids. Steph
okay,
Curry...
I don't like
you.
Tom Brady for that reason.
Yeah, sure. Steph Curry's probably the coolest. But I can't stand the Warriors, so I want to do him. And Bryce Harper's a douche. And I don't have a fascination.
How do you know he's a douche?
He just looks like a douche. And I don't have a fascination with The Rock like everybody else does.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
I do not.
Oh.
I don't. I don't watch his movies. I get it. The Rock's a big deal, but he's not my cup of tea.
Wow. You crapped on Tom Brady, The Rock, Steph Curry, and Bryce Harper. in one segment.
In favor of Jordan Spieth. How'd you blow that Masters, Jordan? What happened?
Jordan, what's your life like? It's great. I wake up at country clubs and I have lemonade.
He does look like a lemonade drinker, doesn't he?
He's for sure. He's the guy that you give an Arnold Palmer to and he dumps out the iced tea part of it.
There's in here vodka in here. Take that out, please. So Under Armour's at the start of COVID, apparently, not the start of COVID, when they inked deals with Pac-12 schools, Cal and UCLA, their stock price was $43 a share. You want to know what it is now?
18.
I'm going to go 10.
Apparently now it's 9.
Oof. Oof.
Apparently they have delayed payments to some of the professional athletes in their portfolio.
Oh, man.
On top of that.
Delayed payments?
The news over the weekend came as, remember their record-breaking contract that they reached with UCLA, which made all of us ask, why? UCLA sucks.
280, right?
210-year, $280 million deal.
God.
They are apparently trying to terminate that deal. They are also attempting to do the same thing with Cal. They have taken both UCLA and Cal off of their website. They have like a college fan. And gear page, and they're both not on there anymore.
Wow.
Their claim, and this was reported by the LA Times over the weekend, their claim about UCLA was, quote, they are paying for marketing benefits that we have not received for an extended period of time. So.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of UCLA pub.
Not great. Also, apparently on top of this, Learfield IMG is the biggest, like, broadcasting thing for college sports.
If I'm not mistaken, Oregon and Oregon State are both part of
they
the IMG.
They used to be competing companies, and they have since joined.
Yeah.
Because I think Oregon State was Learfield, and Oregon was IMG.
Yeah.
Now they're the same company.
Yep.
So they are the most, they are the biggest broadcasting company in college athletics. They apparently also have UCLA and Cal on their partnership thing, and they are apparently asking them as well to like revise their multi-million dollar deals. And maybe terminate them. Not terminate, but they're saying, we're going to give you less money. So things are not going well for UCLA and Cal right now. Mostly UCLA, because that's $280 million. That's a big one. But Cal, it sounds like going through the same thing.
I saw a funny tweet that ended up being fake, but it was funny. Somebody did breaking. UCLA reaches $500,000 deal with LA Gear to be the exclusive provider of equipment for UCLA football. Light up cleats and light up helmets. This is actually a pretty, pretty big story. You could make an argument. It is the biggest story in sports today.
Yeah.
I know we didn't get to it until 2:30, but I saw this over the weekend and my jaw kind of dropped because I remember us talking about that deal going, good Lord, $280 million.
Mm-hmm.
And look, Under Armour's got some nice equipment. They're pretty heavy into golf. They've really leaned into that golf strategy, which isn't bad. There's a lot of people out there. I was looking for golf merch yesterday. And
they hit on Jordan Spieth. I mean, right when they got Jordan Spieth, he came out and won a couple of majors. I think it helped the brand.
But this is a devastating blow, and I think it just speaks to what a lot of these universities are facing right now. It's not just ticket sales. It's not just home-and-home games or having other opponents welcome you in and giving you a contract. It's stuff like this, too, that's tied to it. And when you have your merchandise provider say they want to back out of a $200 million-plus dollar deal, I'd say that's awfully concerning to the point where it just reaffirms my opinion. There is no doubt they're going to play college football. Is it going to be ideal? Probably not. Empty stadiums? Yeah, I'd bet on that. But they can't afford to go a year without anything. I mean, if you're losing $280 million, 28 a year, you can't afford to lose the games either.
Also, why would you give UCLA a 10-year, $280 million deal? That needs to be asked as well. That's just bad business.
Well,
UCLA has been largely irrelevant in football for how long now?
Basically my whole life, if I'm being honest about it.
And this was signed a handful of years ago, so their basketball team has been...
Basketball hasn't been great.
Since Kevin Love left.
Yeah, they had the Kevin Love years, but in between that, it was Steve Lavin, and then before that, it was almost nothing.
They had Lonzo for a year.
They got to the Sweet 16 one year, he was gone.
See, but those are one-offs. Like when USC wins the Rose Bowl with Sam Darnold, it's like, but that's the most one-off of their run with Clay Helton that we've seen.
Doesn't mean that USC's back. They had one good year.
My only thought when that happened, I don't know if I shared the opinion, it has to be like they're just tapping into LA. They think we can hit the other LA school, and there's so much support if you're not USC that they're UCLA. We can hit on that market, but I don't think that's as big as they think it is.
So you know that lawyers are making a lot of money to pour over those contracts right now because there's a lot of that force majeure stuff that gets talked about of like no, I mean, Under Armour is not wrong in terms of no sports have been played for a long time. So is there some sort of clause in there that allows them to back out of that deal because they have not got the benefits of a March Madness with UCLA wearing their jerseys or right or football being concerned about?
Well, okay.
Like, I'd be curious if that language is in there somewhere and if they have legit grounds to actually back out of the deal.
But let me say this, though. I would absolutely make the statement and the claim the only school in college sports that has greatly benefited and vice versa from the company they partner with is Oregon. Oregon helped make Nike. Nike absolutely helped make Oregon. Mm. Ohio State could be with Adidas. Doesn't matter. Michigan could leave Jumpman and go with Under Armour. Doesn't matter. All that merch is being bought at the same clip. Those clothing companies don't actually help those universities sell more merch. They're just the provider at the time you buy the merch. Nike and Oregon are synonymous. That you can't find a better partnership in maybe any sport.
You're not wrong about that. It's also a unique circumstance because he went to Oregon.
Right, but that's the circumstance. Right. So in regards to that, Nike and Oregon are ones that have equally helped each other grow to a level they never thought. Now, Nike grew more so with Jordan, but Oregon's always kind of been attached to them, whereas Nike's obviously helped Oregon a ton. There's not another university or institution attached to anybody, no matter how big the contract is.
Yeah, that resonates to that level.
That transcends the university. Like Jumpman in Michigan was a huge deal when that got announced. People were freaking out. Oh, they're going to have Jordans now, and everybody's going to go to Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, Oregon's got Jordans, and they're doing better in recruiting than Michigan, so it hasn't helped them to the level people thought it would. But that doesn't matter, because Michigan was an Adidas school before Jumpman. Michigan fan was buying the same merch at the same
just
clip.
Changes over.
Just the Jumpman matches other things a little better for some people, but largely doesn't help the institution.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.